Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael. Kane's Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants second baseman, Kelby Tomlinson. Kelby, first of all, tell us about the overall experience being with the Giants, you know, being in a pennant race and being able to contribute.
It's been great to be on a team that's competing and trying to make the playoffs, so that's always a lot of fun. And, you know, just overall the experience here has been great. Teammates have been awesome, and getting to play here has been a lot of fun.
How much have you been able to glean from the veteran players? What would you say are the top two things maybe that you've learned here in the last month or so?
Kind of the thing I'm realizing, it's the same game I've been playing, you know, since growing up. And so just getting to watch the veterans play and just their attitudes coming into each at-bat and each game and, you know, their focus during the game is fun to watch.
Yeah, I noticed that even though Hunter Pence hasn't been playing, he's talking a lot to the different players, trying to pump them up. I happened to notice him talking to you yesterday in the dugout. How much does he help, just the attitude that he has?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, it's even better when he's playing. I got to play a few games when he was playing, but, you know, he does everything he can. Even when he's not able to play, he tries to, you know, lift the spirits of the team and try to keep us going, and, you know, he does an awesome job of that.
How much do you feel like you're improving at second base? I mean, you've been a shortstop, so there's a lot of nuances over there at second base that you have to learn, and it's got to be hard to learn that at the major league level.
I got to play a few years second in the minor league, so, you know, that helps a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, basically just kind of tuning everything up at second base from what I've learned in the last few years, and making it a little bit more efficient at this level is going to be helpful. And, you know, it is learning at the major league level, but, you know, it's still the same game. And so, you know, it's been a little bit of an adjustment, but it's not been too bad.
What's the toughest part of the transition?
Nothing really like major, just, you know, kind of toning up some things. And I guess so there really hasn't been anything that's been really difficult. It's just kind of like tuning up, you know, maybe a double play or positioning or whatever, your footwork on certain stuff. None of it's really that difficult. It's just kind of like fine tuning it a little bit.
The runner is bearing down on you at times, so how much do you block that out, and how much does the footwork come into play on that situation?
Yeah, I think that was probably the thing that, when I first was up, was a little bit more difficult. Kind of the speed, I think I had kind of speeded up in my head a little bit and expect the runner to be there a little bit. But as I've gotten more comfortable in more, you know, situations, I kind of know I got a little bit more time than what, you know, I originally thought, and to really, you know, try to get something behind my throw and then get out of the way before trying to get out of the way and throw it, you know, is kind of one of the adjustments I've made.
We'll have more with Kelby Tomlinson of the Giants after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Speaking of speed, that's a great asset that you have on the bases and even in the field, but especially on the bases, how much do you use that to your advantage? And especially in this ballpark, you hit one in the triples alley, you've definitely got a triple.
Yeah, it's part of my strength, so I want to use it as much. You know, whether I'm on first base, I want to try to get, you know, the best jump I can to get around the bases, or even at second base to get around and try and score on a single or something. And then, you know, like you said, out of the box, you know, try to get around the bases, get to a triple, stretch a double into a triple, stretch a single into a double, you know, whatever I can to use my strength to try and help the team win.
What have you learned about stealing bases at this level that might be a little more difficult than in the minor leagues? I mean, you're still learning the pitchers, and, you know, I guess you get a lot of scouting reports on what kind of moves they have or even what kind of arm the catcher has.
Yeah, you get all that sort of stuff to kind of know. And then, you know, our first base coach does a great job of kind of giving you, a heads up of what the pitcher, how the pitcher works, his tendencies and that sort of stuff. And then you kind of just try and take that in and, you know, just try and get a good jump and a good pitch, trying to read the pitcher's tendencies towards the plate also, and towards, pickoffs and that sort of stuff, and try to guess a good count and good pitch to try and steal on.
Are you starting to feel more comfortable to where you could steal a bag in an important moment? Is that something you kind of like build towards, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm feeling more comfortable there. I think when I first got up, I was, you know, I was like, I'm not going to do anything to really screw this up. You know, I got on base, I don't want to get thrown out doing something stupid, but, I think I feel more comfortable now to try and, you know, get a little bit better jumps on my own and maybe steal in a little bit you know, tighter situations. But I think that all comes with the more you play and that sort of stuff and get a better read on, you know, the feel of the game and the pitchers and that kind of stuff.
We'll continue the conversation with Kelby Tomlinson of the San Francisco Giants right after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective, and get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today.
It seems to me like you fit right into this lineup in the way of hitting the ball the other way and being patient at the plate. Has that always been your style, or is there something in the organization that maybe you learned along the way? Because it seems like there are a lot of hitters in this lineup that kind of follow that philosophy.
You know, it's kind of a little bit of both. I've kind of always been a guy to hit it the other way and, you know, try to see pitches and try and grind out at bats. And, you know, and the Giants do a great job of teaching that as well as you're coming up. You know, it's what they found is, you know, effective. It really works to help the lineup score runs. And so, you know, we kind of try to do that. I mean, and there's still guys that drive the ball and pull the ball and, you know, maybe are a little bit more aggressive. But, you know, whenever you don't have that same sort of power that some of those guys have, you know, to be able to work a count and to be able to get your singles to the opposite field and that sort of stuff, it really helps the team move the offense along.
Speaking of power, that grand slam that you hit, that had to be a lot of fun. I mean, how much did you replay that in your mind that night? I mean, I know you move on to the next game and all that, but had to be a moment to cherish.
Yeah, that was awesome. You know, I don't think it really sank in even when I hit it until I was, like, crossing home plate that, you know, what all happened. So, you know, that was a lot of fun that night, or that day, I guess it was a day game. But you know, it's just an unbelievable experience to be able to do that.
How much fun has it been to play with somebody like Matt Duffy, who's doing really well? You know, a guy that you played with in the minor leagues. Seeing the guys like yourself, Duffy, other guys that are coming up through the system and are contributing.
Yeah, you know, Duffy's been awesome. You know, first time actually getting to play with him, you know, for a season was last year. Just to watch him take off and do what he did last year was awesome. You know, we were so happy for him and getting to see him do that and continue it this year and have an amazing year this year. It's been a lot of fun.
And before we finish up, you know, it's a tall order to try to catch the Dodgers the way they're playing right now, but you guys are starting to play a lot better baseball. How are you guys going about your business? Because there's still a chance. I mean, you still have that four-game series with the Dodgers near the end of the year here.
Yeah, I mean, we can't focus on what they're doing. We can just focus on today and what we got to do today and win this game. And, you know, you continue to just, you know, do everything you can to win as many games as you can and let, you know, everything fall how it may. But, you know, just trying to compete every day the best you can and try and win each game.
All right, well, have fun with it, and congrats on the good start to your career. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants second baseman Kelby Tomlinson. Join us again on Friday. We'll hear from Jeff Idelson, the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was at AT&T Park in San Francisco during the homestand. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.